And you had just fathered a child by a woman who would later become your third wife, correct?
Senator, I was falsely charged, fully investigated, and completely cleared.
So you think you were completely cleared because you committed no crime? That's your definition of cleared? You had just fathered a child 2 months before by a woman that was not your wife. I am shocked that you would stand here and say you're completely cleared. Can you so casually cheat on a second wife and cheat on the mother of a child that had been born 2 months before, and you tell us you are completely cleared? Senator, how is that a complete clear?
Senator, her child's name is Gwendolyn Hope Hegseth, and she's a child of God, and she's 7 years old.
And she was, and you cheated on the mother of that child less than 2 months after that daughter was born, didn't you?
Those were false charges. Well, no, fully investigated, and I was completely cleared. And I am so grateful for the marriage I have to this amazing woman behind me.
You've admitted that you had sex at that hotel in October 2017. You said it was consensual. Isn't that correct?
Anything?
You've admitted that it was consensual, and you were still married, and you just had a child by another woman.
Again,
how do you explain your judgment?
Completely false charges against me.
You fully investigated,
and I was completely clear.
You have admitted that you had sex while you were married to wife two after you just had fathered a child by wife three. You've admitted that.
Maybe if you could spend a minute just elaborating a little bit about the wokeness, where it comes from, and who will be held accountable.
The wokeness comes not from the uniform ranked, Senator, but from the political class. On day one, on January 20th, when President Trump is sworn in, he will issue a new set of lawful orders. And the leadership of our services will have an opportunity to follow those lawful orders or not. Those lawful orders will not be based on politics. They will be based on readiness, accountability, standards, and lethality. That is the process by which leaders will be judged. And accountability is coming, because everybody in this room knows, if you're a rifleman and you lose your rifle, they're throwing the book at you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a general who loses a war, you get a promotion. That's not going to happen in Donald Trump's Pentagon. There will be real standards for success. Everyone from the top, from the most senior general to the most lowly private, will ensure that they're treated fairly, men and women, inside that system.
What is the highest level of international security agreement that you have led? And can you name some that the Secretary of Defense would lead? There are three main ones.
I have not been involved in international security arrangements because I have not been in government other than serving in the military. So my job has been to
the
lead
answer is
men
can
and
you
women
name
in combat.
One of the three main ones that the
you're
Secretary of Defense
talking about defense
signs.
Arrangements. I mean, NATO might be one that you're referring to.
Status of Forces Agreement would be one of them.
Status of Forces Agreement. I've been a part of teaching about Status of Forces Agreements.
But you don't remember to mention it? You're not qualified, Mr. Hegseth. You're not qualified. You talk about repairing our defense industrial complex. You're not qualified to that. You could do acquisition and cross-servicing agreements, which essentially are security agreements. You can't even mention that. You've done none of those. You talked about the Indo-Pacific a little bit, and I'm glad that you mentioned it. Can you name the importance of at least one of the nations in the ASEAN, and what type of agreement we have with at least one of those nations? And how many nations are in ASEAN, by the way?
I couldn't tell you the exact amount of nations in that. But I know we have allies in South Korea and Japan and in AUKUS with Australia trying to work on submarines with them.
Mr. Hegseth, none of those countries are in ASEAN.
We have allies across.
None of those three countries that you've mentioned are in ASEAN. I suggest you do a little homework before you prepare for these types of negotiations. Listen.
I'm going to go through a few of them, and I just want you to tell me if these are true or false. Very simple. On Memorial Day 2014, at a CVA event in Virginia, you needed to be carried out of the event for being intoxicated.
Senator, anonymous smears.
Just true or false? Very simple. Summer of 2014 in Cleveland, drunk in public with the CVA team.
Anonymous smears.
Which is it? Have you overcome personal issues, or are you the target of a smear campaign? It can't be both. It's clear to me that you're not being honest with us or the American people, because you know the truth would disqualify you from getting the job.